we heard about some violence and riots in North London over the weekend, and obviously that was pretty frightening. And yesterday, you know, people were twittering about further riots that they were planning, but I think the last thing I expected was that it would come to Clapham, where we live, which is in South London, and it's a very middle-class area. We don't really see any violence or anything like that. But then we heard rumours last night that there was some rioting in Clapham, so I thought I'd just go and have a look, because I didn't really believe it, actually. Yeah, I just walked out the door, went down the road, and just saw a bunch of guys with hoodies carrying large boxes. A whole group of people with massive boxes, and just saw at the end of the road a huge mass of people, a couple of hundred at least, just blocking off the road, just standing there. And then I looked to my left, and it just looked like, it looked like the aftermath of a war or something. There were just smashed windows everywhere, and basically just people ramming shop windows with whatever they, chairs and things, and just walking in and out carrying stuff.
That must have been pretty scary to be in your neighbourhood, and like you say, you feel safe there. It's a middle-class neighbourhood and not often crime and violence, to then have it appear like that. It must have been really shocking to you.
It was very surreal, I think. And it was scary in a sense, but I didn't feel in any way under threat. I mean, I walked quite close to where these guys were looting, which perhaps wasn't the smarter thing to do, but I didn't feel under any threat at all. People were just videoing these guys with their phones, and it was bizarre, yeah. And it definitely felt like an affront to, you know, our sense of safety and security that we have in our neighbourhood.
Did it feel like the group had a unified drive behind it? We know that the riots were kicked off a few days ago after the police shooting. Did it feel as though the group had a political motivation or a reason that they were doing what they were doing, or were they just looting for the sake of it?
No, there was no sense of we're fighting for anything. It was senseless. It was absolutely senseless. There was, you know, to be honest, it didn't even seem like people had any passion behind what they were doing. But it was just mindless. Let's just go and smash into a few shops and rob them. So many of the people involved are very, very young. There were kids as young as 10 looting in Clapham Junction last night. It just seems completely senseless. And that, you know, people were just so, so angry. I think there's going to be just a lot of anger in every community that's been affected. Yeah, just a real tragedy. I think that shop owners, homeowners have lost their livelihoods for no apparent reason.
Victoria George, thank you for your time.